All right. Well, there's this new mural going up. In fact, it's just near where we broadcast from in Docklands. It looks like a giant multicolored cat, or is it a puma, or is it a lion? Our next guest is the artist who's doing the mural, Troy Emery. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So is the mural, is it done yet? I've only seen a picture of it.
We just announced it yesterday. It's being manufactured this year, and it should be up by the end of the year.
And it's huge, isn't it? It's going to be like 19 metres wide and 15 metres high.
Yes, and right next to the M1. Viewable by many people every day.
And what is it?
It's a large wall sculpture of a lion silhouette. It's based on the myth of the Grampians big cat. I don't know if our listeners are familiar with that.
Yes,
it's
In fact, one of our panel operators, young Ryan, reckons his dad is from the country and reckons he's seen the Grampian puma or big cat.
I know. There's a lot of different kind of origin myths to it. But I think for me that I'm interested in this, just this idea of this kind of mystical, still mysterious part of nature that we kind of think about, and bringing those kind of ideas into the city. It's it's a story from regional Victoria, and it's kind of going to be in the heart of South Bank.
Do you believe in the stories of the big cat?
I don't know if I think there is a fully grown puma living in the Grampians. I'm sure there are some big, nasty feral cats that eat quite well out there. But I think these stories are interesting. They're just, nature is kind of a bit spooky sometimes and a bit mysterious. And I think it's a good symbol of how we kind of think about the wilderness.
The picture I've seen in the paper today of the mural that's yet to go up, it's got sort of different coloured concentric circles going on around it. Is that because it's like a target?
It's not a target. It's more like a kind of a spectrum of light. Think of it like a constellation or something maybe the Hubble telescope would see. This kind of the colours of nature.
Yeah, I mean, we've never got conclusive proof about the big cat. Maybe if we turn the Hubble telescope around and point it at Earth, and in particular around the Grampians, we might see it. Do you think it's perhaps a symbol for our state? I was saying earlier on in the program that, like, I was watching the Sydney Swans the other week because my wife barracks for them, and, you know, in the red V of their jumper, they've got an outline of the Opera House. And you look at that, you know exactly what it is. It's the Sydney Opera House. You know you're watching Sydney. And Melbourne perhaps doesn't have a symbol quite as recognisable. I mean, some people suggested a tram. Some people say the MCG. But could a big feral cat like this mural that you've done, could that be the new symbol for Victoria?
Sure. I'm not sure what National Parks and Wildlife Services would think about taking on an invasive species as the state symbol. But I think it is a brilliant story that kind of belongs to the heart of Victoria. The Grampians is a really beautiful place.
And when it goes up, will it be permanent, or is the idea it goes up for a year or so and then you take it down again?
No, this is a permanent private commission, viewable from the M1, viewable from the Malthouse Theatre. It's up forever. It's a steel, it's not just a mural. This is a kind of a steel sculpture of painted panels that protrude from the wall. And it's going to have a day-night cycle where it lights up at night. Oh. So it's going to be viewable 24/7.
Oh, that's fabulous to hear. And you say it should be up towards the end of the year.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. And we happen to be right next door to the building that it's going up on, so no doubt I'll see it once it does go up. Troy Emery there, Melbourne-based artist who's designed. He calls it the Guardian Lion, but it's based on the stories of the puma that lurks around the Grampians, allegedly.